Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue near the intersection of North Avenue in West Baltimore was a jazz mecca in the 1930s and 40s. Billie Holiday, Chick Webb, Cab Calloway, UB Blake, and other musical greats regularly played the area's clubs. A group of dedicated people is working to make the corridor, again, a beacon for performers and lovers of the arts. In July 2019, it was designated the Pennsylvania Avenue Black Arts and Entertainment District. We spoke with the artist who is now its executive director, Lady Breon, back when she was working frenetically to make that happen. Beginning today, the district is hosting the Baltimore Black Artist Fair, with free workshops, resources, and presenters featuring information geared toward Black creatives. The events are free and take place throughout the weekend. Welcome back to On the Record, Lady Breon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And also with us is Olu Woods, Program Director for Do More Baltimore, a nonprofit that teaches civic engagement to youth through art. Do More is a co-sponsor of the fair and is hosting the much-anticipated Baltimore Youth Poetry Grand Slam as part of the weekend. Welcome, Olu.
Thank you for having me.
Lady Breon, congratulations on bringing this together. Give us an update on the Black Arts and Entertainment District. What do plans for it look like now?
Thank you so much. It's definitely been a long journey here. So right now, you know, it's interesting because we created the Black Arts District and then a global pandemic happened. And so a lot of the in-person events that we had geared up and planned for were unfortunately canceled. But I'm really proud to say that we shifted our priorities, and over the last year, we dedicated our resources and our time into curating online events and activities, as well as competitions and other things to really support the creative community, particularly those Black creatives in Baltimore who were impacted by COVID-19 and lost a big portion of their revenue stream due to all of the venues, galleries, and et cetera, where they would normally perform being closed. And so we teamed up with a number of different partners to help create emergency relief funds for artists. We did some micro grants ourselves and also did a number of programs where we could provide direct support to creatives for them to be creative, right? To put on art shows and et cetera, so that folks could decompress and sort of inject some hope back into Baltimore City. And so that's what we've been doing over the last year. We're really excited. We're in the middle of a strategic plan, looking forward to what we're gonna be doing with the Black Arts District over the next 3 to 5 years. And one of those things being the very quickly approaching Black Artist Fair, which starts today, April 30th, and goes until Sunday, May 2nd. So we're super excited about this event.
Olu, tell us about Do More.
Do More Baltimore was founded in 2012, and it's basically a family. And I like to joke and say I was a part of it before it was founded because some of the things that we do are older than the organization, including the Baltimore City Youth Poetry Team. So Do More has been sending young people across the country to be advocates for themselves, for their communities, for its entire life. And we're excited because this event that is part of the Black Arts District Artist Fair is going to decide who is going to represent Baltimore. So we have 10 really brave young people. And I'm saying brave because anybody can see the flyer and go, that's nice. But they took that step and they followed through and applied, and they're putting their voice out there. And so I just want to congratulate. We have 10 finalists that will be competing to be part of this team.
I take your point. They do deserve a shout out for being part of it. Lady Breon, tell us what's happening in this virtual artist fair that starts today.
Absolutely. So the Black Artist Fair is a interactive educational event designed to help Black creatives grow and monetize their creative practice, especially those who see themselves as emerging or burgeoning artists. And so as a result, we have all types of things that are going to be happening, including we have a keynote from the comedian, actress, and activist Amanda Seales. That's going to be happening on Saturday at noon. We are going to be having workshops and panels from all types of industry experts, from how to break into the media to how to get your work into museums or your work published. We have masterclasses by different artists like Ernest Shaw, Metamorphosis, who is an amazing poet in the city and is also from DuMoor, Baltimore. She was raised in that same pipeline. Mm-hmm. We have a resource hub where we're going to have different partners from all across the city talking about different resources that they have specifically for creatives. So from BOPA, talking about granting and other opportunities that they have, to, you know, different organizations that help with DIY spaces and getting those spaces up to code, all kinds of resources that are available to creatives. We're also going to be having an after party thrown by the Poetry Party, which is their name, in celebration of National Poetry Month, and a host of other things. And so it's so much to see and do, and I hope that you all will join us. And we are sponsored by Comcast. We're so thankful for them being our headline sponsor. We are also sponsored by Collectively, BCAN, and of course, DuMoor Baltimore.
Boy, there's a lot going on. Tell us more about the keynote presenter, Amanda Seales.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to make sure that we highlighted someone who we felt like folks in Baltimore could connect with, could gravitate towards. And, you know, also for us, thinking about our organization, which specifically supports, highlights, and promotes Black creatives, we wanted to talk with an artist who had a perspective as what we like to call an artivist, so somebody who sees their work at the intersection of art and activism. And that's absolutely Amanda Seales. So we're going to be talking a little bit about her personal journey to this point in her career, and also talking about how she balances her professional life with also the work that she does in community. And so it's really going to be a good time. We're really excited to get to know her and her work a little better.
That's Lady Breon, spoken word artist, activist, and executive director of the Pennsylvania Avenue Black Arts and Entertainment District. Also with us is Olu Woods, program director for DuMoor Baltimore. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about two virtual events happening throughout this weekend. The Baltimore Black Artist Fair, which starts at 2 p.m. this afternoon, and the Youth Poetry Grand Slam starting at 6 p.m. Here's a clip from a performance by Marin Lovey Wright Kerr, also known as Afrodelic, when she performed in the 2019 National Young Arts Foundation competition, for which she was a finalist. Wright Kerr was the 2018 Baltimore Youth Poet Laureate and winner of the Baltimore Youth Grand Slam in 2019 and 2020. She's the featured performer for this year's event on Facebook Live tonight from 6 to 9 p.m.
Growing up ugly, you begin to turn any compliment into an irrational equation, equating to a lie. Can't co-sign something nice about yourself without going off on a tangent in your own head. A surefire sign that self-doubt grows like trigonometry. If you divide every flaw out, there's barely a remainder to factor back in and add the gap between my top and bottom teeth to a little extra baby fat minus the amount of eyebrow hairs that I should have, and you'll find me parallel to the mirror with a negative expression, thinking I must be an obtuse girl before I ever think I'll be a cute one. I thought I could make up for my lack of makeup at lunch. How many times tables became parentheses around the world I wanted to live in. I was trapped next to an inequality symbol. Ironically, the only things I were secure about were my insecurities growing up ugly. There was no point in talking to someone shaped like a circle, so I tried being the funny one. Like, why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. But what do you do when you think you look like you? 8, 7, and 8, 2/8. Grade me, pi was always infinite. Pi was always nearby. When nobody else was, ain't it funny that love can't handle love handles? Like there's not enough space, like too many numbers trying to fit inside the screen on a calculator, or a scale? How am I supposed to grow healthily when my body felt like it was made from square roots? So I square up with my insecurities until they're equivalent to zero. So I remember that I am an obtuse angle, and angles are measured in degrees, and obtuse ones like me are higher than 90 degrees. So I must be hot, right?
Olu, how are people chosen to compete in the Grand Slam?
Well, they have to submit either a written or a video poem. And we have a small internal panel that decides who is ready to move on. And we never have more than 12 competitors. And so the 10 youth this year they come from all over the city, sometimes even the county. And they put their voice forward. So it's an open invitation. And I'm saying that because every year, you know, we try to cast our net wide. And we know that this is an extremely talented city. And we love to make opportunities where people really have to listen to these voices. I mean, they are really amazing.
What do you think young people who compete get from the participation?
I think, so there's a quote that says, good audiences make good poets, but and also that, you know, children go where the applause is, right? So I think they get a full understanding that this, that what they have created in the world has an impact and an effect. And so that's the one immediate. And then they also get the opportunity potentially to join our roster and team. And that team is a family. This year we have people who are aging out, but a lot of the people on the team that is exiting have been with us for years, as you can hear, even with Lovey. And so they get a lot out of the camaraderie with each other and forming a community of fellow creative artists.
What do the poets on the roster do?
They do. I love it because I wish this was around when I was younger, right? So they perform or speak out on different topics across the city and across the nation. So they create pieces together. And you might find them in City Hall. You might find them at Johns Hopkins. You might find them with this, you know, with different organizations, state departments, you name it, schools. Sometimes we do things in the community like there might be memorials to youth have lost their life to violence. And so they're part of a healing. They're part of an advocacy.
Lady Brian, as things open up from pandemic restrictions, what can listeners look forward to experiencing in the Pennsylvania Avenue Black Arts and Entertainment District?
Absolutely. So we are interested in doing a concert series this summer. And so we're hopeful that with the weather being nice, we'll be able to feature some local artists in a concert series on Pennsylvania Avenue, doing it once a month or a few times throughout the summer. We're also going to be teaming up with the Historic Pennsylvania Avenue Main Street. They are starting a farmer's market in connection with the Avenue Market, which is also located on Pennsylvania Avenue. And so we're going to be providing art elements as a part of that farmer's market, which will include performances, some live art demonstrations, as well as some creative and artisan vendors as a part of that experience. So those are some things that folks can look forward to this summer. And we have a lot, you know, in store for years to come.
What else?
Well, one of the things that I'm really excited to talk about is we are looking to build a new art center on Pennsylvania Avenue. The proposed name is the Sanaa Center. Sanaa means art in Swahili, which is an East African language. And, you know, this space is really going to be designed to be an incubator for creatives, particularly Black creatives. We're looking at the site located next to the Harris Marcus Center, which is an anchor institution in the Black Arts District that already does art programming specifically for youth, as well as a host of other programming that they provide in that space. They also have on their first floor a gallery space that is used, you know, all the time. They do gallery openings throughout the year. And so in addition to having this space incubate new creative enterprises, we also want to use the space for training and development, a space that's flexible and malleable enough to be a performance venue for creatives, a mid-sized performance venue. There'll be a courtyard that can also house outdoor performances. We intend to have office spaces, co-working spaces. So there's a lot that we're looking to provide with this space. And so hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years, we will have this new building erected on Pennsylvania Avenue. It'll be one of the first new ground up developments in about 40 or 50 years on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Wow. Well, thank you both for talking to us. Have a great time this weekend.
We certainly will.
We will. And we hope everybody joins us.
Lady Breon is an activist, spoken word artist, and executive director of the Pennsylvania Avenue Black Arts and Entertainment District. Olu Woods is program director for Do More Baltimore. We've been talking about the virtual Baltimore Black Artist Fair, which starts this afternoon at 2 p.m. and runs through the weekend, and about the Youth Poetry Grand Slam. It starts this evening, 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Short break and then a strip story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.